Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4, verse number 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days did he eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment in time. And the devil said unto him, All this power I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him up to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. I want to preach tonight just a little bit, if God will be my help, on this thought. Where's the devil? Amen. Where's the devil? If we look at this, we can see the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he's full of the Holy Spirit. Now we know that if you go back just a little bit, it talks about the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter number 3. In verse number 21 says, Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, and in thee I am well pleased. So we see what takes place here, that Jesus was baptized, and he come up out of the water, and the heavens was opened, praise God, and the Holy Spirit of God came and descended and settled upon him, and God the Father spoke from heaven and said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So we see the Father, we see the Son, and we see the Holy Spirit at one time, praise God. I don't know how anybody can say that they're not real, praise the Lord, when the Bible gives us to them in one place at one time. I praise God, the power and authority of Almighty God. But we see that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, he returned from Jordan, I praise God, and was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. Amen. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't understand why Jesus had to be tempted in the wilderness, praise God. He was tempted in the wilderness. He was tempted, praise God, just like you as I are, without sin, praise God, so that he might be that perpetuation of sin for us. Amen. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? But he's there and he said, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. When they were ended, he afterward hungered. 40 days is right to the point about all that you can do without food. Amen. You can't even do that long without water. And then the devil comes along and he begins to tempt it. He starts out with a little seed of doubt. He said, If thou be the Son of God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know. Well, listen, let me tell you something. The devil's still doing the same tactics today. He's still speaking to me and you if we'll listen to him. He said, if you're really saved, if you're really a child of God, amen, I praise God, has he ever spoke to you in that fashion? He's still doing it today. He's still the devil, praise God. He's still just as vile and wicked as he's always been, but he tempted the Lord, praise God. He said, if thou be the Son of God, he said, command these stones that they be made bread. Amen. The devil vices, they haven't changed. Jesus answered him saying, It is written, the man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God. But by every word of God. Amen. He said, you can live on the word. The Word of God will sustain you. The Word of God will help you. The Word of God will bring you along, praise God. The Word of God will give you confidence to have faith, to believe in God Almighty, praise God, so He can meet your needs. So you don't have to worry about, praise God, not having the substance that you need to go from day to day, because we've got our faith and trust, not in us, not in the world, but praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. The good God of heaven, praise God, that owns it all. Hello? Praise God. Now, the devil won't like us tonight, but that's all right. I don't like him either. Amen? And then the devil taking him up into a high mountain, verse number 5, and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world. Now, watch this. This is something else here. The kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give unto thee. Now he's talking about not only power, but the authority over these kingdoms. Amen? Will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. So he's saying that he's sovereign over this, and he has the ability to give out the world's, praise God, unto whoever he will. Amen. He said, if thou, the devil said unto him, that's all this power. He said, well, whosoever I will give it. He said, if thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Amen. He said, if you'll just fall down and worship me, I'll give you the world. Amen. Praise you. Basically what he's saying. He said, hey, praise God, the devil knew what was going to take place, but he said, I'll give you a crown without having to have a cross. Amen. That's what he would like to do. He wants to give his crown without the cross, praise God. But I want to say the cross is an important part. Amen. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen. Now all these quotes, what the devil's using, what Jesus, is all coming out of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy must be a pretty important book. Amen. It gives a lot of instruction. Praise God. And said he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, now just remember, this, we keep hearing the voice of the devil. Amen? Jesus kept hearing the voice of the devil. The devil keeps talking to him. But he's not succumbing to the devil. He said, thou be the Son of God. There he is casting doubt again. He said, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. Hoping that he would. Amen? He's hoping that he would. Cast thyself down from thence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Wait a minute. Now, if he's reading from Deuteronomy and the Bible is telling us this, then the devil knew it. Amen. The devil knew who Jesus was. He knew what God had said. He knew the promises of God. I'm just saying that tonight to let you know, praise God, the devil is not ignorant to the things of God. The devil knows who God is. The devil knows what God's Word says, praise God, and he uses it all the time. He takes it out of context. He twists it and turns it into half-truths, which a half-truth is a lie. Amen? So he's spewing all these lies. We can hear his voice as he's saying these things to our Savior. He said, and into their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Amen? And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, Deuteronomy 6:16, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen? He said that it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The devil had come at him hard three times The devil had brought all that he had three times. The devil had tried to get him to doubt three times. Amen? And you're talking about the Son of God. You're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. You're talking about the one we just read that was fulfilled of the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Ghost was in him, praise God. It was the Spirit that sent him into the wilderness to be tempted. It was the Spirit that was with him in the wilderness. Amen. We're no match for the devil. Amen. We're no match for the devil. But Jesus was. In verse 13, he says this. He said, when the devil had ended all the temptation, everything that he had to offer, everything he could imagine trying to give to the Lord Jesus Christ to cause him to retreat from his plan and his purpose as a redeemer. When the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him. But it wasn't forever. For a season. So the devil departed from him for a season, just a little while. Amen. The devil will hit you hard. He'll leave you for a little while. And then he'll come back and he'll hit you again. The devil will never leave you alone for long. Amen. He's going to continually be after us. He's going to be continually battering us. He's going to be continually trying to do things, praise God, to deter us from the path of righteousness. Amen. That's just a fact. That's what he does. And we see what he's doing here to the Lord. We know that he does that same thing for the children of God. He does the same thing to me and you. Amen. We're not that we don't know the tactics of the devil. Amen. But I want to ask you a question. Where's the devil now? He's still the prince and power of this present world. Amen. Praise God. He still has the power and the authority of the devil. Amen. He's still the accuser of the brethren. Amen. He's still that antagonist to those who believe. Amen. He's still the accuser of the brethren. He's still the one that's going about to destroy those that are children of God. He's never going to let up. He's never going to give up. But I'm glad to say, praise God, where's the devil at now? He's still looking for opportunities everywhere. But I got to thinking about this. And actually, I was going a whole different direction this evening until I got in the car to come up here. And the Lord said, this is what I want you to tell the church. This is what I want you to show the church. This is what I want you to give to my people that they might have the assurance to know that everything's going to be okay. That no matter what happens, no matter what the devil does, praise God, that if as long as they're children of God, as long as they've been born again, as long as their name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, everything's going to be okay. Amen? So where's the devil? In Acts chapter number 1, the Bible tells us that Luke is writing this also. Amen? And he said, the former trustees have I made, Acts chapter number 1. O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach. So he's telling him again, he said, listen, Theophilus, I said, I've told you before. He said, but all the things that Jesus has done, the things that he's taught, said, I want to reaffirm those in your hearing. So unto the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Amen. You got that? He was saying that the resurrected Savior, he's talking about the resurrection ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, they was something peculiar. They was something different about the resurrection ministry of Christ. Amen. 40 days he was out here on earth. 40 days he was speaking to his apostles. 40 days he was ministering the things that pertain to the kingdom. Verse number 4 said, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. But now watch this. Verse number 8. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Praise God. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white array, apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Amen. So Jesus is going up to heaven. He tells them that you just stay where you're at. You just stay faithful, praise God, until you receive power from on high. But the question I ask you tonight is, where's the devil? Where's the devil now? Amen. Hey, praise God. He's walking to and fro in this world. He's still a prince power of this present world we live in, praise God. But where was he at when Jesus was walking in this world for 40 days? Now, 40 days, he was golf off into the wilderness and tempted the devil for 40 days. Amen? But where's he at now when Jesus is walking on this earth after his resurrection, praise God? Where's the devil now? Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, I want to tell you something tonight, praise God, it's going to bless you to the soles of your feet. The devil, praise God, is still the same. He's still real. He's still consistent. He's still the old accuser of brethren. He's still the one that hates me and you. And he hates God. He hates everything that God stands for. He hates everything that me and you stand for. He's still the same as he's always been. But where was he at when Jesus, after his resurrection, praise God, was walking in the earth? You see nothing here where the devil, praise God, was trying to tempt him after he arose. Amen. You know why that was? I can give you two words and we could shout it out and go to the house. Amen. It was because of the resurrection power. The resurrection power of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it defeated the devil and the fiends of hell, praise God. When Jesus got up victorious over death and hell, praise the Lord, the devil had no more authority. Praise God. Jesus became the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise God. That resurrection life, praise God, that he had, that resurrection life that he offered to me and to you, praise God, as long as we've got that, the devil may try to tempt. He may walk in this world, praise God, give us a fit, but God, as long as we have the resurrection power, that resurrection life, praise God, he can't do nothing about it. Amen. His stinger's been plucked. Hello? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Where was he? Amen. That newness of life. Praise God. See, there was no aspect of death on our Savior. He had been raised up in resurrection life. He'd been raised up in that newness of life, praise God, that he would never die again. Amen. And praise God, me and you tonight, just as sure as the Word of God is still true and viable, praise God, me and you are raised up in a resurrection of life, at newness of life, and we'll never die. Praise God. We're going to live forever with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to live forever, praise God. Amen. With that, what Jesus did in order to give us the confidence, amen, to rise up, to get up, to look up, realizing we have a blessed hope in the resurrection unto life tonight. Amen. When the old devil comes along and tries to tempt you, just throw up your hands and say, I'm alive, I'm alive. Amen. It don't give him nothing to work with. The only thing he's got to threaten us with is death and dying and decay. But praise God, when Jesus caught up, the reason the devil wasn't nowhere around, he didn't have nothing to work with. Amen. Jesus had already overcome. He had already won the victory. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise the Lord. Defeated death and hell. You defeat death and hell, the devil's a defeated foe. Amen. Praise God. And now we got to, now we live in that resurrection life. Amen. Praise God. We've been raised from the dead. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 said we were dead in our trespasses and our sins. That's who we were. That's where we were. But praise God. He said we've been given life in Christ Jesus. We've been given resurrection life. Praise God. He said we've been raised from the dead. Somebody at least smile at me. Amen. So I know that you're not dead, praise God. We're not dead. We're not dead. We're alive forevermore. Amen. We may get tired and worn out on this side. But praise God, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise God, you have resurrection life, and just as sure as the devil couldn't touch Jesus, he can't touch you. Amen. He can threaten you. Amen. He can tempt you. But he can't put wheels on the thing. Amen. Because we have that resurrection life. We have the life that we have in Christ Jesus. Just as sure as Jesus caught up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God, Brother Jeff. When we got saved and asked God to forgive us our sins, when we invite Him into our heart, He wrote our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. And He said, resurrected from the dead. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's enough to make a Methodist shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We've been raised up. Resurrection life. Praise the Lord. I got to think about it. We went to eat and I kept sitting there. I couldn't think about anything they were saying. I kept thinking, glory, hallelujah, Lord. He just kept saying, resurrection life. Resurrection life. I said, what about it, Lord? He said, resurrection life. And I started, so God's coming down the road and I said, glory, hallelujah, I got it. Amen. It's a part of me. And the same that where's the devil now? He's looking for opportunities. But praise God, he can't do nothing because of resurrection life. Amen. It's life we have. Boy, if I didn't know I was saved, I'd jump out of my seat. I'd run to the altar. I'd say, God, please forgive me, a sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace. I want that newness. I want that resurrection life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Resurrection life in Jesus Christ our Lord. 40 days, Jesus walked among his disciples. 40 days, praise God, after his resurrection. Now, the devil in his temptations, he wasn't finished. Because he knew where Jesus had to go. He knew what he had to accomplish. Amen. So he wanted to make sure that he saw him dead. Amen. Hello. And it was the devil's ambition to keep him dead. Hello. Amen. It was the devil's ambition to keep Jesus dead. But Jesus said, in 3 days, He said, you tear down this temple. Talking about the temple of His body. He said, in 3 days, I'll raise it up. Amen. And in that third day, praise God, on that morning, glory to God, Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. Resurrection life on resurrection morning. We celebrate as Easter Sunday morning. We celebrate when Jesus got up victorious out of the grave. Amen. Praise the Lord. He come out of there. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In victory. Glory. Come out in victory. Praise God. It's time the church comes out in victory. It's come out in newness of life, into resurrection life. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Praise His name. Where's the devil? When Jesus was walking, He was looking around. Said, my, boy, I sure missed an opportunity. Done my best, but I can't touch Him. And He said, the Lord said, hey, listen, said, you fellas, you stay here. You're endowed with the Holy Spirit. He said, then you just go in the whole world and you tell them about Jesus. He said, you offer them that plan of salvation. He said, you offer them that resurrection life, that new life, that newness of life that we have in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'm not so worried about this world anymore, because I have life. And I have it in abundance. That's kind of what Paul was talking about. He said, we have life and we have it in abundance. That's what Jesus was talking about, is life that we have in abundance. It's that resurrection life. Victorious over death and the grave. Jesus rose up, praise God. And just because He did, we can too. Amen. He got up. He was no longer dead. No longer prospects of death. Praise God. Said He has spoken these things, and while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. Amen. It was something different about our Savior in that resurrection of life. Praise God. It gives you special powers. Amen. Gives you special encouragement. It gives you a special emphasis of, praise God, on the life that we live. That we live unto Him because He lived and died for us. Amen. And He's just telling them this, and these angels are here, and they see the disciples, the apostles, they see them staring up into heaven as Jesus is going up. Amen. They watch Him, and they watch Him, and they watch Him, and they watch Him until He's plumb out of sight. And then they're staring at the clouds. Amen. A cloud watch, kind of like we are today. We're cloud watchers. Have you ever been there at the house, and all of a sudden there's a kind of a weird-looking little cloud in the sky, and maybe the sun's hitting it just a certain way, and you say, wow. Look at that. Could this be it? Amen. Could this be the one? Resurrection life. Praise God. He said, this same Jesus who you seen go up, He said, will come again in like manner as you seen Him go up. Praise God. One day in a little while, there'll be a shout and a trump. There'll be a cloud. Praise God. He said, there's already such a great cloud of witnesses that's testifying to all that we know. Amen. But because Jesus Christ got up victorious over death and the grave in resurrection life, we have that today. We have that promise of resurrection life. No longer dead. We're alive. Amen. We're alive. Are you alive this morning or this evening? Was you alive this morning? Are you alive now?
Amen.
Amen. Do we need to call a morgue? No. Amen. We're alive in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God, we ought to shout it everywhere we go. We ought to tell everybody we see that we're alive in resurrection life. The life that Jesus has. Praise God, because He got up victorious over death and the grave. If your name's written in the Lamb's book, we have that life. Amen? We have that life. Praise God.